Well, it's another day, and something has been running around in my mind again. I shouldn't be surprised at this point. This has been something I've been thinking about for a while now. I never really imagined it to happen in real life, but it's something that sparked a flame in me, got the gears in my brain moving, and my frustration had tenfold. I couldn't stop thinking about you, on your back, breath hitching every time my hand massaged and caressed your bare body, following your eyes, every movement that my hand made, looking up at you, flashing you a small smirk as I lean in and place a deep, long kiss on your lips. Pulling back, you'd be moaning softly, and I'd feel your cock pressing against my stomach. It's throbbing, I can tell. It would be standing firm and aching for attention. My hand wrapping around the thickness of the base tightly, feeling how hard and warm you would be as I squeezed just a little, earning one breathy grunt from you. Oh, I just want to climb over your lap and slowly sink myself down onto your thick cock. Oh, engulf the hardness of it to the warmth and wetness of my tight core. I won't lie, it's been aching as well, but I knew that I wanted to try something else. Pull back from you a little, trying to reach over to something on the other side of the bed. You'd be wondering, what could it be, until you saw me placing it around myself, hitching the straps around my waist. A shocked expression crosses your face. You must be wondering, how on earth did I think, how did I know that you would be so into something like this? Maybe it's something you implied indirectly, or you mentioned a story about how you wanted to try something like this. But either way, I could notice your breath becoming more ragged, taking in deep, gulping breaths of air as I look down at you, your cock almost twitching at the sight of my strap. You don't mind me being in charge for a bit, right? I ask you, taking a bottle of lube in my hand, a generous amount squeezed onto the tip and down to the base of the peg. A little bit more on the tip, feeling my body becoming warm, thinking about the moans, grunts, curses, and incoherent words that would come out of you as I slowly push inside of your tight asshole. Excitement doesn't begin to cover it. Taking my hand to the base of the toy and stroking it, like how I'd imagine I'd have stroked your cock that longed for my attention. Looking you right in the eye and seeing you flustered in anticipation would only motivate me to finally get to work. Leaning in a bit closer, sitting right between your legs and spreading them apart. Seeing the strap right beside your cock has me growing impatient. Rubbing the tip over your clenching hole. Hearing a soft groan from you as I once again take the bottle of lube, squeeze out a generous amount onto my fingers, and rub all over you. Feeling your body writhe as I teasingly apply pressure, another smirk forming on my lips. Taking my hand away and rubbing the tip of my cock against your ass once more. You know to tell me if it hurts, right? To let me know if I should take it out or take it easy, okay? Prior, we'd have established a safe word, and that's important. I don't want you to be in pain. Your pleasure is one of the things that matters most to me. I notice your chest heaving up and down as I slowly push the tip inside your now clenching and relaxing hole. You're so tight. I had a bit of a hard time, but that's fine because we're not rushing ourselves at all. You okay, baby? I ask as I bite my lip, licking my lips and nodding back as you nod a yes. Hold here and spread yourself open for me. I mumble, pulling back a little to give you some space, positioning myself against you again, and finally pushing the tip inside of your tight ass. Feeling your body quiver as I hold onto your arm, holding my hand out and begging for yours. Take my hand, I whisper, working the lubed up dildo in and out of you. I smile as you hold my hand, bringing yours up to my lips, letting me press a kiss against your knuckles. A deep breath, slowly inching the whole cock inside of you. Holy shit, I mumble under my breath. Felt your squeeze in my hand as I thrust forward, only an inch or two left, and then finally sinking deep inside you. I look to you, and you give me a nod. I bite my lip, let go of your hand, place one on either side of your body, climbing fully on top of you, leaning down, pressing sloppy kisses against your lips, and then I start thrusting in and out, feeling your body warming as time goes by. It was bliss, hearing you moan and whimper underneath me, the sexiest thing I've ever done and ever seen. Like fantasy come to life. I never expected I'd be able to feel this way while I'm taking charge. An inexplicable feeling surging through my veins the more I looked into your eyes that rolled back as I gave you a few hard thrusts. The way your hands went to my sides to grip my hips, my thrusts getting quicker and rougher, and the deepest groans coming from you, smirking, bringing my head up to look at you. You like that? You like it when I thrust into you like this? Oh, you like it? I say through gritted teeth, hearing my hips slap against yours. That deep thrust. I bite my lips and whisper, good boy. Oh, those soft whimpers from you drove me insane. So much so that I'm thrusting faster, making demands. Stroke yourself for me, touch that cock, and think about how good I make you feel. Pulling away a little, keeping the pace of my thrusts as you take the base. Stroking yourself like your life depended on it. You only get to come when I tell you, understand? I ask and bite my lip. You would nod, but I would just wrap my hands around your throat and squeeze a little, telling you to use your words, baby. Oh, sighing softly as you mumble and I let go of you. Feeling your whole body tensing as I thrust into your hips and you thrust into your hand, quickening my pace, my breath catching, my chest tightening as I can sense you getting even closer. Feeling your ass clench even more and tighten around my cock, your body pressing further down into the couch as I give you slow but rough thrusts. You hold onto my waist, shaking your head, moaning louder, letting me know that you can't hold back anymore. Your tight grip on the base of your cup, pre-cum dripping off it, as you stroke yourself even harder than you've ever done before. You can't hold back anymore, I ask, even though it's obvious. The net veins in your neck bulging, sweat rolling down your forehead, biting down so hard on your lip. Who's made you so desperate to come? I ask, thrusting even rougher, our skin slapping against each other, the bed creaking. Only me, right? I ask, looking down as you throw your head back. You've been so fucking good. I'm gonna let you come right here, right now. Look at me while you do. Look at me, I whisper in a harsh tone. Keep your eyes open and look at me. I notice you're placing your thumb on the tip of your cock, feeling how sensitive you are and how badly you want to ride it out. I lift my body from you slightly, running my fingers through my hair to brush away a few strands in my face, and moan, come for me now. Show me how good it feels when I fuck you like this, stroking yourself to the thought of me making you feel this good. Oh, you tried so hard to stare into my eyes and stroke yourself into an orgasm. But after a few minutes, with my slow and deep attention, drops of your thick cum start shooting out of the head of your sensitive cock all over your stomach as you pant heavily, painting yourself with your orgasm. Slowing down my thrusts to make the sensation better. My lips parted, seeing how aroused you looked, all warm. Trying to catch your breath as you look up into the ceiling. I was in awe, staying still inside you, watching you for a few moments. Leaning over to place a long, deep kiss right on your lips, my hands on your cheeks to comfort you, caress your soft, warm skin. I'd ask, was it good? And then smothering your face in soft kisses. All that matters is that you feel good and that you're comfortable with stuff like this. And then kissing you all over as you catch your breath.